Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy.
Martin Lawrence is the guy that showed everybody you can make it from D.C. to Hollywood. And I had a personal stake in his success. Every time he did something, it made me feel inspired and really good. And he was always real nice to me. He'd sit me down, what's going on with you, baby boy? What? We'd talk about comedy, whatever. And, you know, when we did Blue Streak, we were promoting it, and Martin had a stroke. He almost died. And then after that, I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, Martin, are you okay? And he said, I got the best sleep I ever got in my life. That's how tough he is. So let me ask you this. What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why is Dave Chappelle going to Africa? Why does Mariah Carey make a $100 million deal and take clothes off on TRL? A weak person cannot get to sit here and talk to you. Ain't no weak people talking to you. So what is happening in Hollywood? Nobody knows. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy, is dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick. That was the first tipping point.
Okay.
And then they put in the paper that I had pneumonia, God knows what. Mm-hmm. It was walking pneumonia because I was walking all over the place. I was relaxing. And then after that, I was coming back to the show. And then they were like, well, Dave, you know, you should just back up the pneumonia story. And I was like, that was your thing. I'm not backing up a pneumonia story. And then the next day it was in the paper that I had writer's block. Then I knew something was getting ready to get stressful because I hadn't even started writing. I was on schedule to write. So I was like, what's going on? Are they going to...
So these are your people trying to feed...
Manipulate me. Sounds like somebody's trying to put young Dave in a compromising position. But, you know, okay, so then I got worse. So when I said I'm not going to do it, then all of a sudden it was like, well, now he has walking pneumonia. And then I knew long before I walked, I had considered walking.
You had considered?
I had considered walking because I went back to work and the vitamin love was gone because it was a real ugly negotiation. The situation where now everybody's taking credit for this and that and the other. It was getting ridiculous. And I knew I was going to leave. So I got ahead of schedule and I bounced. And I didn't tell anybody where I was going. The whole time, they're trying to convince me I'm insane. They were trying to get me to take psychotic medication. Yeah. Like I'm sitting around, you know, I was stressed out. But the people that were telling me I was insane, I believed that they knew what was going on. So this was troublesome.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not taking this medicine, man, because I know these people be trying to control you or maybe discredit you. I was afraid,
But you were stressed out. That's why.
There's no question. But it's very stressful for someone to constantly walk behind you and say, you're insane. Oh, hey, how about this? I showed up to work the first week, and where my office used to be, they built a wall there.
Why?
I didn't know why. But it came out later that they were like, well, they said you wanted it. I don't want to be walled up at the office. I like hanging out and talking.
Okay. You got up and you walked out and nobody knew where you were going. Did your family know?
No, I called my brother.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, real cool. I called him up and was like, I'm going to Africa. He's like, cool, man. It's good.
Did your wife and children know where you were going?
No.
No. Nobody knew?
No. I bounced.
Now that sounds a little crazy.
It's not crazy because the situation kind of warranted it.
Okay.
Because certain people around me were putting my sanity in question, I would meet too much obstruction if I would say I'm doing something like this.
Yeah, okay.
So I figured, it wasn't that I didn't tell my wife. It was like, I'm not telling her till after I'm gone.
Welcome to the real world.